Good morning. For New England Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Healy. On Saturday, tens of thousands of people gathered in a counter-protest in Boston, far outnumbering the permitted and planned free speech demonstration. Supporters of the conservative free speech rally say despite being outnumbered, the event was a success. Rally keynote speaker was Dr. Shiva Ayyadari. And to find out what Ayyadari's message was on Saturday, we turn now to State House News Service reporter Matt Murphy.
He is one of the Republican challengers hoping to take on Elizabeth Warren, along with people like State Rep Jeff Deal. And Ayyadari is really an entrepreneur. He has maybe most known for claiming to have been the inventor of email. He wrote some code early on while he was at MIT that he says was the progenitor of company email. But he was one of the invited speakers at this rally over the weekend. And if you followed him, you couldn't really hear what he said because the media wasn't allowed to be near the bandstand where this protest happened. But if you followed him on social media, he was pointing out that the people that were gathered on that bandstand were not all there to speak for the so-called alt-right or some of the signs that you saw with the protesters for the KKK or white supremacists.
Yeah, he was saying it was to discuss the spectrum of American views. And he has a busy schedule for the remainder of the week, as does Senator Elizabeth Warren, both attending town committee meetings and holding town halls. Was Ayyadari's free speech rally appearance a little politically risky? I mean, this is Massachusetts, after all. And does this mark a sea change? Will we be seeing more lawmakers and politicians participating in events like the rally and the counter rally on Saturday?
I mean, I don't think you're going to see a lot of people, even this event, even though the organizers of this event tried to distance themselves from what happened in Charlottesville and even the groups that organized the Charlottesville protest. I think Ayyadari's presence there reflected sort of his position on a bit of the fringe of the Republican Party in Massachusetts. You didn't see other candidates there. You didn't see people like State Rep Jeff Deal there, who is mounting a strong campaign right now against Elizabeth Warren. You didn't see some of the other challengers looking to get into the race, kind of associating themselves with this group. And this may have been a chance for Dr. Ayyadari to try and get some attention to his campaign. But, you know, I don't foresee a lot more, at least establishment people trying to associate themselves with events like this.
It is, in general, going to be quieter at the State House this week, but the governor, the treasurer, the attorney general all have 10 days left to appoint that 5-member cannabis control commission. Are they going to make that deadline, and what does that commission have to do?
By all indications at this point, we have no reason to believe they won't miss the deadline, but I do know, talking to some of the offices, and as you mentioned, both the governor, the attorney general, and the treasurer have a role in naming these 5 people. You know, it's not the easiest thing to find qualified people who meet the criteria set out by the legislature. We're talking very specific credentials that you need to have to sit on these boards, on this board, to find people who can fill these roles. And this will hold a very important position in regulating everything to do with the new marijuana industry, from setting the regulations on the potency of edibles as called for under the law, to licensing the new retail pot shops, the growing and manufacturing facilities, and everything of that nature. It's very akin to the Massachusetts Gaming Commission, so they're going to take these appointments pretty seriously. But I would expect that, you know, we could start to see some of them come out perhaps as soon as this week.
Matt, do you have big plans for the solar eclipse this afternoon? What do lawmakers do for this?
Well, I think lawmakers may be having parties in their own district this week. But, yeah, sure. I mean, I think we're going to try and go outside. I'll probably not try and look straight at the sun because I didn't get my hands on a pair of those glasses. But we'll go out and see what it looks like and try and be safe.
That's State House News Service reporter Matt Murphy. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And I'm Carrie Healy. You're listening to New England Public Radio.